Teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we have heard numerous virtues of reciting durood and salam in the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in one such hadith way, our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has beautifully stated that whoever recites durood upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. And whoever recites durood upon me 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 100 blessings upon him. And whoever recites durood upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal will write between both his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire. And Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. This hadith is mentioned in Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat. And un par durood جن کو کسے بے کساں کہیں ان پر سلام جن کو خبر بے خبر کی ہے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبی اجمعین وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to this beautiful silsila of the magnificent teachings of Islam, where we discuss the beautiful and wonderful teaching of our beautiful deen Islam. And alhamdulillah, as we discussed in the previous episode, the rights of neighbors, inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to be discussing the aspect of our deen and a crucial teaching of our deen. And inshallah, today's topic is going to be the significance of women in Islam. Before Islam, women were treated like animals. Islam has closed the chapter of oppression and injustice done to them forever and ever, and has made them the respectable members of our society. Islam is the biggest champion of the protection of women's rights. Before Islam, the presence of daughters was considered to be a curse and they were buried alive. It is Islam which has given daughters the right to live after eradicating the injustice done to them. It is Islam which has highlighted the rights of a mother and told the mother is respectable personality whose rights have to be fulfilled at all costs. Subhanallah. It is Islam which has stated the rights of sisters and advised brothers to treat them well. It is Islam which has declared the relationship that is established between man and woman through a marriage to be half faith of a man. Subhanallah. And it is Islam which has declared the person best who treats his wife well. Sallu al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. These are the blessed teachings of Islam when it comes to our women folk and the significance of women in Islam, that Islam places such importance on the significant role our Muslim mothers and sisters play in our society. Subhanallah. Islam is not the name of only a few beliefs and carrying out some obligatory acts, but it teaches humans the golden principles of life and blesses them with the light of knowledge and provides them salvation from the darkness of ignorance. Islam guides humans in all phases and facets of life. Islam has not only stated the rights of others, but it also has brought forward salvation for women who were the victims of society in the pre-Islamic era. Islam has saved women from cruelty, oppression, and injustice of the society and has given them all the permissible rights from which they were deprived. In short, Islam has given women the status in the society by granting them respect which they could not even imagine in the pre-Islamic era. Subhanallah, this is the blessing of Islam. Alhamdulillah, let us strive to learn our beautiful deen and appreciate this blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal that He has blessed us with the deen of Islam and with being the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya has narrated a parable in his book Karamat Farooq Azam. The English version is Miraculous Wonders of Farooq Azam. When Egypt was conquered, one day people of Egypt requested Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an, O chief, our river Nile follows a custom, it follows a tradition. It does not flow until the custom is observed. He radiallahu an asked, what is that custom? They replied, we take a virgin girl from her parents, adorn her with an elegant dress and beautiful jewelry, and then put her into the river Nile. Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala said that it is not possible at all in Islam, and Islam abolishes such old illogical customs and practices. Subhanallah. Thus, that practice was stopped and it ended right there. The flow of the river Nile became slower and slower, and ultimately the people decided to migrate from that place. Noticing this, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote the entire situation to the second Khalifa Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Khalifa replied in writing, you did the right thing. Surely Islam eradicates these types of practices. There is a piece of paper enclosed within this letter. Put it into the river Nile. When the letter reached Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala, he took out that piece of paper on which it was written, O river Nile, do not flow if you flow on your own, but if Allah Azza wa Jal makes you flow, I make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal to make you flow. Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu put that piece of paper into the river Nile. Within a night, the water level rose by 16 yards. Subhanallah, by 16 yards over and above the normal water level that had become at that time in the river Nile. And the custom of offering a virgin girl to river Nile was completely abolished in Egypt. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it has been understood from the above mentioned parable that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala was also ruling over the water of rivers and the flow of the rivers, did not disobey him either. It has also been learned that before the teachings of Islam, strange customs were being observed and evils were being committed in the world, such as when the river Nile was about to dry up. So the people of Egypt agreed upon the solution that every year they would sacrifice an innocent virgin girl for the river after adorning her with jewelry, and would have the thought that it was very necessary to make river Nile flow, otherwise it would get dry. But may I become sacrificed for Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, and when he radiallahu anhu was informed of the ignorant custom, this champion of women's rights and devotee of Islam addressed this matter seriously and using his power and authority, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu took notice of this shameful anti-Islamic custom and got it abolished immediately. Further, by doing it, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu raised the dignity and honor of women and played a significant role in making women get their real status, for which even humanity will remain itself proud of him. Anyhow, it was written the time when Islam had spread. If we analyze the status of women in the pre-Islamic era, we will realize that cruelty and injustice which were being done to women exceeded their limit. Let's listen to something about the huge troubles and untold miseries women had to face before Islam. Allahu Akbar. The daughters, they used to be buried alive, and women were treated in such harsh conditions, their rights were totally neglected. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order to stop the cruelty and injustice which were being done to women before Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal sent the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to this world, and with Islamic commandments, with the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's arrival, a unique revolution took place in the world, and the sorrows and difficulties of hopeless and helpless and powerless women were overcome. When our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to this world with the religion of Islam, subhanallah, from Allah Azza wa Jal, fortune smiled on the miserable women. Thanks to Islam, the rank of women who were the victim of cruel men up until then have been elevated so much that they have not only got great status in acts of worship and other matters, but they have also got great status in every stage and every facet of life and death and in every situation. Like the rights of men, the rights of women were also established by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by Allah azza wa jal, by the commands of Allah azza wa jal sent to his beloved messenger wa aqama Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah azza wa jal sent his commandments for the protection of their rights. Women got the status of ownership. They became the owner of the money of their mahar, trade, and their properties. They were declared as heirs in the inheritance of their parents, brothers, sisters, husbands, and sons. In short, the women who were extremely helpless and powerless, humiliated and disrespected, and had no status in the eyes of men, became the peace of heart of men and the queen of their homes. The Holy Quran has declared this in clear words, that He created spouses for you from yourselves, for you to gain rest from them and keep love and mercy between yourselves. This is mentioned in verse number 21 of Surah Ar-Rum. Now, no man can neither beat any woman, nor drive them out of their homes, nor can snatch their possessions or properties, but it has become compulsory for every man from Islamic perspective to fulfill every right of women. Subhanallah. This is mentioned in Jannati Zewar, page 39 to 42. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should remember that a woman passes through many different stages in her life. For example, sometimes she plays a role of a daughter. Sometimes she is a sister. Sometimes the same woman becomes a wife, and sometimes a mother to her children. No matter what role she plays, but whenever any injustice is done to her, Islam did not hurt her feelings, but rather brought her salvation from cruelty and injustice. Indeed, Islam has given her a new life. The role of Islam, especially in giving daughters a unique status in the society and closing the chapter of unjust customs and practices which were being followed regarding them before Islam, is appreciable. Let's listen to the painful story of a terrible treatment to these little innocent baby girls before Islam. Before Islam, the daughters were treated worse than animals. Sometimes they were buried alive as soon as they were born, because in that barbaric society, the birth of a daughter was considered to be a cause of embarrassment. At times, when someone would find out that a baby girl had been born at his house, he would not face people for many days contemplating what he should do in this matter. Should I bear the disgrace and bring up the daughter, or should I bury her alive to save myself from the embarrassment? Allahu Akbar. It is stated in the verse 58 and 59 of Surah An-Nahl, where Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, "And when one of them receives the glad tidings of a daughter, his face turns black for the day and he remains seething, hiding from people because of the evil of the tidings. Will he keep her with disgrace or bury her beneath the earth? Very evil is the judgment they impose." This is the declaration of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran regarding these circumstances and these practices that were prevalent in the pre-Islamic era. But this stone-hearted society, there were such kind-hearted people who used to be grieved at the powerlessness of these baby girls and would try as much as possible to save them from being buried alive. For example, when the cousin of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, Zayd bin Ammar bin Nufail, would know that a baby girl had been born at the home of such and such a person and he wanted to bury her alive, so he immediately would go to him and took the responsibility of her bringing and the expenses of her marriage. In this way, he would save the little bud from being trampled over before it blossomed. Same was the practice of Sayyidina Sa'sa bin Najiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Sa'sa bin Najiyah radiallahu an humbly said, "Ya Rasulullah, I saved 360 baby girls from being buried alive in the pre-Islamic era and gave each father 2 10-month pregnant she-camels along with 1 he-camel. Will I get any reward for this deed?" The beloved Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Rasul, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, "You have been rewarded for this deed. Allah Azza wa Jal has enabled you to embrace Islam and given you the blessing of faith." Subhanallah, this hadith is mentioned in Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you noticed that before the arrival of Islam, these delicate, beautiful baby girls were killed brutally? They had no right to live in this world. Their stone-hearted fathers used to kill them, and with their own hands, they used to fear being reproached by people. Therefore, they used to kill them by their own hands and bury them alive. In short, in the pre-Islamic era, daughters were not the sign of family honor, but rather a sign of bad omen. Allahu Akbar. Now, let us listen to the blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he highlights the honor of daughters in Islam. And in one of the hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the one who has a daughter and he does not bury her alive, and nor does he consider her to be disgraceful, nor prefer his son to her, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him enter paradise. Subhanallah. This hadith is mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawud. And the second hadith where our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has beautifully stated that do not call daughters bad. I have daughters too. Undoubtedly, daughters are very loving, sympathetic, and very affectionate. Subhanallah. These are the words, the truest words ever spoken of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it is mentioned in Al-Firdausul Akhbar. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that when a girl is born at someone's home, Allah Azza wa Jal sends angels to this home. They say, O people of the home, may peace be upon you. Then the angels cover the baby girl with their wings, and moving their hand over her head, they say, it is a weak being that has been born from a weak being. Whoever takes the responsibility of bringing up this weak being, the help of Allah Azza wa Jal will be with him until the day of judgment. Subhanallah. This is mentioned in Majma'u Zawaid. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not only has highlighted the status of daughters through his blessed sayings, but he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also taught us the same through his character, that how a wise father should treat his daughter. Let's listen to a faith refreshing example of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's affection and kindness to his beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, that whenever Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha would come to the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would stand up in respect, and taking her hand in his own blessed hand, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would kiss it and would make her sit on his blessed seat. Likewise, when he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, seeing him, she would stand up and taking his blessed hand in her own hand, she would kiss it and request him to sit on her seat. Subhanallah, this was the bond that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam shared with his daughter, and it should be an example for his ummah, for us to follow, and for the entire humanity to follow. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. This is mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawood. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam also places great importance on the status of mothers. Alhamdulillah, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as he has highlighted and taught us, that paradise lies under the feet of our mothers, and serving her brings about the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Without her, the home seems deserted, and she has given birth to the great personalities like Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the pious predecessors. There is no limit of the favors of a mother. A mother remains patient on difficulties. The mother sacrifices her desires for the sake of her children's desires. A mother undergoes the hardship of giving upbringing to the children, pregnancy, delivery, and then the childbirth, breastfeeding, waking up at nights, having sleepless nights. Mother herself sleeps hungry, but she never lets her own children sleep hungry. In short, a mother bears everything for the sake of her child, but unfortunately, in return, she only gets pain and troubles. The right of mother have been violated, and injustice has been done to her in every phase of life, especially in the old age. The kind of treatment she receives in the old age cannot even be imagined, and makes our hair stand on the end. So it is Islam which first of all talked about the great status of women and the great status of our mothers, and enlightened us about their high ranks, that how lofty her station is in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, that through serving our mothers and our parents, Allah Azza wa Jal's pleasure is earned through serving our mothers, inshallah, no matter how high the post or status of a person one attains, he is not free from the obedience of a mother. Let's listen to a blessed hadith about the glory and greatness of mothers. A person came in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and humbly asked, "Ya Rasulullah, who deserves a more good treatment from me?" The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Your mother." He again humbly asked, "Who is after her?" It was replied again, "Your mother." He humbly asked the third time, "Who is after her?" This time the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also replied the same, and he said, "Your mother." He again humbly asked, "Ya Rasulullah, who after her?" And then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Your father." Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during a very cold night, he said, "My mother asked me to fetch water. I went to fetch a glass of water, but she had fallen asleep by the time I brought the water to her. I did not feel it appropriate to wake her up. Therefore, I stood near her holding that glass of water, waiting for her to wake up so that I could present the water to her. I stood up for quite a while. Meantime, some water spilled over my finger and froze. It was very cold and turned into ice. When my mother woke up, I presented her the glass of water. My fingers had stuck to the glass because of the ice. As I detached my finger from the glass, its skin came off, causing it to bleed. Seeing this, my mother asked, 'What is this?' I told her the whole story. Listening to this, she raised her hands and made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that, 'Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am pleased. You Azza wa Jal, also be pleased with him.'" Subhanallah. This is mentioned in Samundari Gumbad, page 4. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the way Islam has mentioned the right of mothers, similarly, Islam has also highlighted the right of our sisters. And it has given us the lesson how to treat our sisters. And because sisters tolerate the pretensions of their brothers and our nonsense, fulfill their demands and help them in their pain and suffering, they help us throughout our journey. They take on the responsibility for the whole household chores after the death of their mothers. And they do not make brothers feel that they have lost their mothers because everything is taken care of by her sisters at home. On the other hand, in the pre-Islamic era, they were given extremely harsh and poor treatment. For example, before Islam, the social evil of marrying one's own sister was widespread. Allah Azza wa Jal made it haram forever in a way that He has stated in the Holy Quran in the verse 23 of Surah An-Nisa, where He states, "Forbidden for you are your mothers and your daughters and your sisters." Subhanallah, this is how Allah Azza wa Jal eradicated this evil of the society. And now nobody, it doesn't even cross our minds that one could marry their sister, their daughter or their mother. Allahu Akbar. This is the beauty and the blessing of Islam, making brothers the protector of the honor of their sisters. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in the Mubarak hadith that the one who has three daughters or three sisters, or two daughters or two sisters, and he treats them well and keeps fearing Allah Azza wa Jal regarding them, he will attain paradise. Subhanallah, this hadith is mentioned in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving us the ticket to Jannah just by fulfilling the rights of our sisters and our daughters. Allahu Akbar, such a great blessing from the master of Jannah, the owner of Jannah, the intercessor of us, the Ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he says, "Or rather at another place, by bringing together the blessed four fingers, this glad tiding has been given that such a person will be with me in paradise like this. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Meaning that person will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise. Such a glad tiding for the one who looks after his daughters or fulfills the rights of his sisters the way it is supposed to be. And now this hadith with the slight variation is mentioned in Musnad Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated his foster sister Sayyidatuna Shima radiallahu anha in a way that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood for her, spread his blessed chadar, and then said, ask for whatever and you will be granted. Make intercession, your intercession will be accepted. This is mentioned in Dalailun Nubuwa. During this unique act of kindness, tears were flowing from his blessed eyes. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, if you want, you can live with us with respect. When she was about to return, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave her 3 slaves and 1 female slave and either 1 or 2 camels also. When sallallahu alaihi wasallam met her again at Maqame Jairana, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave her sheep and goats. This is mentioned in Subul al-Huda. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sayyidatuna Maimuna radiallahu anha, maintain ties with your sister by giving your female slave to her. It is better for you. This hadith is mentioned, subhanallah, in Muwatta Imam Malik. Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu married a widow only for the sake of looking after his 7 or 9 sisters for their care and good upbringing. Subhanallah, this is how Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, great Sahabi, is teaching us a lesson to follow into his footsteps and to fulfill the rights and look after our daughters and sisters. This hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Now, Islam also stresses a lot of importance on the fair treatment of our wives. Before Islam, wife was also kept as mortgage for money or possessions like animals and other goods. Ma'adullah. This is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. These fortunate women were in great trouble due to their powerlessness, and no society and civilization solved their problem. But then the religion of Islam came with the arrival of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which not only has brought salvation to them from the cruelty and injustice, but it has also established their rights upon men. It is Islam that has declared the relationship which is established between man and woman through nikah and the protector of the half faith of man. It is Islam that has given the ownership of mahr given to them by their husbands and the inheritance of their husband in case of being a widow. Islam has not only discouraged the thought for the husband to think in a way that the wife is something that is disrespectable, but rather Allah Azza wa Jal has made it such, and then He has declared that the wives are a source of comfort and peace for husbands. And deal with them kindly. This is again mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 19. Islam has declared the person best who treats his wife well. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the best is he who is better for his wife, and I am better than all of you for my wife. Meaning our better treatment with our wives will qualify us to be one of the best of people in our society, inshallah. This is the yardstick that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has set for us, for our morals and ethics, and when it comes to our akhlaq as a society. And this hadith is mentioned in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Sayyidina Hakim bin Muawiyah radiallahu anhu has narrated from his father that a person asked the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the right of a wife upon her husband? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, when he eats, he should give her to eat. When he wears clothing, he should give her to wear a dress. He should not beat her on the face. Nor should he call her ugly or disrespectful terms. And if he has to separate from her, so he should do it in their home. Subhanallah. This is mentioned in Sunan Ibn Majah that Islam does not teach violence and domestic violence, especially that a husband must beat the wife. No, Islam does not teach that. This is not the Islamic teaching, as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in the Mubarak hadith that a husband should not beat the wife on the face, meaning this is not acceptable in Islam, and our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is against this behavior if a husband does that to his wife. It also used to happen in the pre-Islamic era that husbands used to ask for money from their wives. If they refused to give, they would take an oath not to go close to them for years. Islam has eradicated this injustice and fixed a duration of only 4 months instead of years for the one who takes such an oath. In short, Islam has given a unique status and rank to wives in the society. This is Islam that has elevated the status of all women, whether they are our sisters, wives, daughters. Alhamdulillah, this is our beautiful Islam, and this is the beautiful teaching of Islam through the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jal enable us and give us tawfiq to adhere to the commandments of Allah azza wa jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when it comes to treating fairly our females, such as our mothers, sisters, daughters, and wives, inshallah, and to inculcate their fair treatment in our society at large. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us end with this pledge that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.